Gary, you gave that a real good go in the second half, but was a draw a fair result?
I think overall, in terms of where the game went, scoreline-wise, but I think in terms of our second half performance, I would say we deserved a win. I thought we were incredibly dominant second half and put some great balls into the box and really caused them a lot of problems. To the point where I thought Dukie was that influential as a target man. They ended up bringing Huntingdon on to deal with him, and at times they had two men hanging off his back to try and stop him. But we took a bit of a gamble today. I felt probably the most uneasy I felt before a game, just because we made three changes. The gamble for me was that we either pass the ball really well or we can't quite get close enough to them because of our attacking players on the pitch, and it was a little bit of both in some ways. We had some promising moments first half, and we weren't terrible, but we'd been a lot better. We didn't quite have enough fluidity, and when we did go into Dukie, we didn't quite join him with enough dynamism, if you like. The ball went up to him and you saw someone make a run, but they didn't quite make a run with any real intent, and that was disappointing. And apart from a few moments, Reece Brown's shot, a couple of moments, Cots gambled on Dukie's flicks a couple of times, got into good positions, but not enough, and to go a goal down the way we did. Set pieces looked a dangerous proposition for them tonight. They're good on set pieces, they're a reasonably big side. But we didn't defend it well. I'm disappointed about that, because that's two corners we've conceded off unnecessarily. I think the ball just goes through about seven bodies and they end up towing it home, which again is uncharacteristic for us. So to go a goal down, I knew we'd have to change it. I didn't want to change it straight away at half-time. I always like to give players a little bit of a warning. I said to them, listen, you're getting 5 minutes, make sure you ain't getting taken off. And unfortunately, two of them did get taken off, but at that point the game changed. And I think just having an extra attacker on, we didn't want to start Shea today just because I felt Dukie might struggle to get through the whole game. And if I started both of them, we had no real impact off the bench, and certainly Shea gave us that. To get back to 1-1, really, really pleased. But to then go 2-1 down again, incredibly disappointed. To end up level and put them under an awful lot of pressure. It was a great finish from Shea again. He just lacked a goal in terms of his performance. As we know, against QPR, he wasn't quite as bright. I had a chat with him in the week. But that's what you hope. You hope that sometimes if you're left out, but they come on with a renewed enthusiasm and a little bit of vigour and a bit of a point to prove. And he certainly did that with a fantastic finish that was unfortunate not to set us up to maybe get the winner. Because we put some great balls in their box today, and it looked as though really they were hanging on at one point.